Anish, I want to raise the issue again with you. This issue remains unresolved and it's distressing people across Donegal. We've acknowledged that the effect of concrete crisis is in private homes, but even that scheme is deeply flawed and it continues to leave many families struggling to actually get onto it. And at the same time, there is still no dedicated scheme for social housing, which we're waiting on. And critically, no scheme at all for public buildings such as schools and creches that are affected. And in Donegal alone, there's 25 creches that we know of and a number of schools now impacted. So in communities like Raphoe, Ardrailla, Erkenny and across Inishowen, this is the daily lived reality for these families, and they're living in houses with cracks and damp and mould, and their children then are going into creches and classrooms facing the very same structural issues. From one safe teaching environment, they're coming in now where their schools were once safe, steady buildings, they're crumbling down around them. So there's no scheme in place and no clarity of scheme for the public buildings and the schools and the creches. So Tanisha, this has created a two-tier response to the crisis and the defect of concrete blocks, where it's unacceptable in a home, and it certainly should be unacceptable in a building where children go to learn. And that is the reality that they're facing. So the state does have a duty of care, and it cannot stop at the front door. I've raised this countless times, and I'm raising it again because the situation is better. And the reality for children in Donegal, they're being asked to learn in buildings that are not fit for purpose, and there will be a danger there. And at what point does this move from failure to act to failure and a state duty of care for these children? So I'm asking you directly, will the government now act to put in place a dedicated scheme for public buildings affected by defective concrete and address the gaps that continue to exist for social housing in the affected communities?
Well, thank Deputy Ward for raising this issue. As in fairness to him, he raises it on a very ongoing and quite rightly intense basis as well. I think the pace at which the defective concrete blocks scheme is now operating has clearly accelerated over the past 2 years. More than $155 million was spent in 2025, and this compares to just under $60 million in 2024. And as the scheme ramps up, additional funding will be provided as required, and the overall cost of the scheme is expected to be in excess of €2.2 billion, and that obviously excludes inflation, which obviously has become a very topical issue as well. We are working to make sure that the scheme is designed and delivered in a manner that meets the real needs of homeowners in an efficient and effective manner as well, and that work is ongoing too. But the Deputy's raised quite a few issues, so let me try and go through them as well. I mean, in relation to schools specifically, I'm being honest, and you represent Donegal, but for any of my visits to Donegal, I always leave with the clear impression that there's going to be issues outside of the scheme that need to be addressed. That's just a statement of fact. Schools, childcare facilities, I'll come back to that in a second. But specifically in relation to schools, I mean, the Department of Education has said that it will work with schools impacted by MICA. My understanding is they're aware of 16 schools, all based in County Donegal, who've submitted emergency works applications for funding related to testing for the presence of MICA. You may have better information than me, but that's what I've been told. The department are now working through a MICA strategy for schools, which they will develop this year. And this will involve adopting a programme approach to the issue, but will provide a pathway for schools that are currently waiting on remediation of MICA issues and any schools affected into the future as well. I'm told that they're doing this in partnership with Donegal ETB. And as part of this programme approach, an assessment will be done on overall accommodation requirements in each of the relevant areas to determine what scale of accommodation is required over the medium to long term to cater for local demographics. I'm also told that the department will be undertaking site visits during the current school year to further inform that remediation approach as well. Now, more broadly, the department's provided $225.65 million in capital funding for Donegal schools since 2020. Just the issue of childcare, which I know you've raised with me in this house before, as it relates to MICA. I know Letterkenny Community Childcare was approved for a building blocks grant of $750,000 in May of last year. I'm familiar with Raphoe, and I accept collective responsibility for this, but I'm irked that we haven't found a way forward yet on this. They did receive funding in 2025 to procure an external expert to assess relocation options. They were approved for further sustainability funding to cover rental costs at temporary premises for 25 and 26. But I know they applied for the Building Blocks Grant Scheme. I do think that criteria needs to be looked at. I think they engaged in good faith and the criteria didn't allow that application to progress. But I have been told just very recently that they are now through the Donegal County Donegal Childcare Committee in contact through this about the state-led childcare programme. And could that be a way of making an intervention? So I'd suggest, and I know TDs and senators in Donegal work on this together. I mean, that might be an area where it might be worth having engagement with the Department of Children, with the Minister for Children. Is the state-led programme an opportunity to try and rectify some of these issues?
Ward.
A defining feature of the defective concrete crisis has been the delay process. As we know, it's delay, delay, delay. So we are now currently waiting on the revision of IS 465. So the revision of IS 465 is due now this quarter. So this quarter is up now. It's either Friday or Tuesday. And I'm asking you, are you aware? Have you been made aware? Because this is the biggest scheme in the state. So you would think the NSAI would make you aware that it's going to be published in this quarter. So that's what my question is to you. Will it be published in this quarter?
Let me get you the very best information that I can and write to you. But what the information I have here tells me is that the NSAI, as you quite correctly says, is carrying out the review of IS 465. They carried out a consultation last year. Consultation closed on the 11th of July. Over 640 submissions. Technical committees currently reviewing those submissions. That's now at an advanced stage, and I've been advised that the review will be completed in the month of April, and the NSAI will then publish an update on their website when the review has been completed. So the month of April is what I'm told. Pardon me?
So it'll be quarter 2
now? Based on this, it'll just nudge into quarter 2 in the sense it'll be the month of April instead of the month of March. But let me just see if, because you've raised a very specific number of days there, so let me see if your information is even more detailed than mine. But I'm told that, I suppose the most important point is the review is almost completed. It will be completed by the month of April and published swiftly thereafter.